Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 15th of December, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, and today I have an interview for you with my friend Aaron Hockley, and we have some photography gift picks for the more photography-minded folks that you have on your gift list, or if you are a photography-minded person, maybe these are some things you would like to add to your own gift list. So here you go. Hey, everybody. I am here with Aaron Hockley, photographer at large, I think I can call you, who we've been friends since. Aaron is here to talk to us about some possibly last minute, but also maybe if you have an opportunity to get something in a store, photography gift ideas for people who are a little bit more photographically minded and also on your gift giving list.
Thanks, Kelly. Glad to be back. Looking forward to chatting about it as we get into the gift season again.
Yeah, I think, and I can see the list, so I can tell that you have some gifts on here that are pretty interesting. One of them is one that sometimes feels obvious, but also doesn't, particularly if maybe you're not a photography person, then this can be something that seems sort of like an odd, like a hard thing to have to try and buy for, right?
Yeah, photographers are interesting in that, and I suspect this exists in any number of interests, hobbies, professions, and things like that, but photographers can be interesting where probably I would say the more serious a photographer is, the more particular, I don't want to say picky, the more particular or discerning they are in their tastes of the sort of gear that they use or the vendors they like to work with or things like that. And so photography is an area where it's real easy for somebody who maybe doesn't know a photographer super well, you know, they're into photography, you know, they like cameras, to give a gift that, while you're giving it with the best of intentions, might end up being, you know, at best unused, or at worst would annoy the recipient that, you know, it would be like giving, you know, a Microsoft Windows license to a Mac user, for example. If you give like, you know, a Canon equipment to a Nikon user or Sony equipment to an Olympus user. And so one caution I would give if you're somebody who's giving a gift to a photographer that you don't know super well is to not buy something that's too specific. Like I said, they'll appreciate your intention, but if it's something they can't use, it might become, you know, just a bit of an annoyance.
Yeah. So gift cards are always good for that. And another thing I would sort of tack onto that is you don't have to know specifically what kind of things they like. Like if they're a Canon user, there's not really a Canon gift card. Like you can just, if you can find out what places they like to shop, it may be Amazon. It may be something like B&H Photo and Video or Adorama Camera, or other places like that. It's very easy to find places where a photographer can buy themselves a little something to make them happy.
Definitely. And if you're in one of those rare places that still has a good local camera store, that's another option as well. Here in the Portland area, we still have Pro Photo Supply, which has been around for a long time. They're over in Northwest Portland, and they're a great retailer. But if you're, you know, whatever city or locality you're in around the world, you know, look and see, there might be somebody local that you could give a gift card to as well.
Yeah, they're definitely start local. That would be my because photo gear, as I'm sure Aaron could tell you on a, like with a whole nother episode's worth of explanation, getting the opportunity to lay hands on it is definitely something that you want to do, particularly if it's something new that you're not familiar with or you're not replacing one of that you bought already. It can be really nice to go see it in person and get a good look at it.
Exactly. And at least a couple of the things that I'm going to talk about today are not traditional camera gear. We're not talking cameras or lenses or things like that. And so regardless of what particular system somebody might use, there are also other gift ideas that are perhaps a little more, camera agnostic or opinion agnostic.
Yeah. And one of those is a subscription to a photo sharing service. If you are a person who used to really like Instagram when Instagram was about pictures, which is apparently, newsflash, not the case anymore.
Right, right. Instagram has made it very clear that they are pivoting services this year, and it's no longer about photography. I've been really excited about the Glass photography app and service that released, I think it was in August this year for iPhone users. Mm-hmm. And Glass is a fun iPhone app and service that is all about photography. It's about sharing photos. I think it's a cross of, you know, a good mobile app, you know, like Instagram, you know, was for a while, with kind of the spirit of the olden days of Flickr, where it was all about photography and it was about photographers sharing photography with other photographers. Glass is advertising free. It's a subscription service. And so this is kind of my recommendation. My recommendation is that you give someone a Apple iTunes store gift card so that they can purchase a Glass app subscription. And slight tangent here, you can't gift a subscription through the App Store right now. That is not possible. I actually reached out to the Glass Photos folks ahead of this to confirm this, and they confirmed it. The best alternative is basically giving somebody a gift card that they can use to then go purchase the subscription for themselves. Glass is $29.99 a year. You know, so their business model is that they offer a service and you pay them for that service, and they don't sell your data and they don't have advertising. But I would really encourage you to check it out. There's a 14-day free trial, so you can check it out for yourself before you give it as a gift. And it's a fun place. There's a lot of great images. I really like the mobile app. It's another one of those nice kind of buy photographers for photographer services that I'm really hoping it has a good long future ahead.
Me too. I'm on there. I don't take a lot of particularly scenic photos, but I am on there. I like to spend time looking at the other ones. And a lot of what I like about it is the stuff it doesn't have. So there's not a broadcast of how many likes it has or how many comments it has or anything like that. It's just a picture. And then right underneath that is another picture, and right underneath that is another picture, and it's really nice. And you can swipe kind of over to the side to see whose picture it is and if they've got a caption on it or anything like that. You can find out more about the gear that was used to take the photo, if that was shared with the image. And it's really neat. And I, like you, I really like it as an app, just as an experience. It's really well designed. It's really responsive. And I signed up and paid for it myself in hopes that it would help. It would help me try and find more opportunities to take more artistic pictures and not just like, here's another picture of my Star Wars coffee mug with Star Trek tea in it, you know, things like that. Those are fun. But the thing I like about Glass is sort of the inspiration I get from other stuff that shows up there. So I think it's very cool. Exactly. I like it a lot. So the next thing we have, this is good for people who have a recent phone because you are picking a MagSafe accessory.
I am. This is something that was kind of interesting. I was excited when I got my, I guess it was last year's iPhone was the first one with the MagSafe mount on the iPhone. And various companies make these. The one that I would recommend is from Moment. They have a long history of making good, high-quality iPhone photo accessories. Moment makes a MagSafe tripod mount, and there's two versions of it. The general concept is the same in that at the bottom, it has the, you know, threaded screw hole, so you can screw it onto any tripod that you want to use, whether that be a big, tall tripod or a little tabletop tripod. And then it just has a bar that comes up, and attached to that bar is a MagSafe connector where you can put your iPhone on in whatever orientation you want, you know, horizontally, vertically, or whatever. One of the versions they have, they call it the Pro version, also has a little arm that comes off with a cold shoe adapter. So if you're the type that's really into your photography and you want to mount something else there, like you might mount on top of a camera, you know, it could be something simple like a little, you know, LED light that would mount on there, so you have another additional light source through your phone. It could be something more complicated. But either way, this is going to let you easily, you know, use your iPhone with a tripod. And the thing with MagSafe that's awesome is that the magnet is strong enough that it will hold it there. But it's also very easy to quickly, you know, take it off the tripod, put it on the tripod mount, you know, unlike other mounts where you're sitting there, you know, unscrewing a knob or having to flip a lever or things like that.
Yeah, That's super handy. And I will point out, we've had a couple of other gift picks that were sort of that were MagSafe items. And part of that goes to the iPhone 12 had it, and I sort of didn't want to invest a ton in MagSafe accessories until I knew it was something that was going to stick around. So now we have two models. So 2 years in a row, we've had MagSafe on the back, and that's been super handy. So I have picked up a couple of things for my iPhone and enjoy them a lot. So that one's very cool too. And I like the tripod mount flexibility of like whatever tripod you already have. Like, here's a nice way to stick your phone on it. So for people who aren't necessarily in the market for a new tripod, that makes it a good tip. Before we continue with our gift picks, I just want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, which is Hunter Douglas. Who doesn't love to live well, to be perfectly at ease in comfort and style? Hunter Douglas is here to help you do exactly that with their innovative window shade designs, gorgeous fabrics, and control systems so advanced they can be scheduled to automatically adjust throughout the day. Maybe it's the superior insulation the shades provide that helps keep you warmer in winter and cooler in summer, lowers your utility bills, perhaps. And if you take that and combine it with Hunter Douglas's PowerView technology, your shades can be set to automatically reposition for the perfect balance of light, privacy, and insulation morning, noon, and night. Live beautifully with Hunter Douglas and enjoy greater convenience, enhanced style, and increased comfort in your home throughout the day. Visit hunterdouglas.com/TDO today for your free Style Get Smarter design guide with fresh takes, creative ideas, and smart solutions for dressing your windows. That's hunterdouglas.com/TDO for your free design guide. I'd like to thank Hunter Douglas for sponsoring the show today. So for people who are doing not necessarily phone photography, but have like an actual DSLR or I don't know what you call them when they're not digital, just an SLR camera, right?
An SLR, yeah, and DSLRs. And there's some digital cameras now that are mirrorless, so they aren't technically a DSLR, but a big camera.
Yeah, a camera with no phone app on it. How's that?
Right,
we'll make that... that distinguishing characteristic. You have a good example, and I'm guessing this comes from being in Portland for all these years.
Right. So the recommendation is a proper rain cover for your camera gear. Like you, I live in the Portland, Oregon area. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we have, you know, a gorgeous few days of sun every year, and then we spend a lot of time getting wet. You know, these last few weeks have been great examples of that. But one of the things that most photographers run into is they start going out with their camera, and at some point they have, you know, a garbage bag over their camera, or they have a Ziploc with their camera in it, or things like that. I was pleased when I went out and was looking at some examples of this. The prices for decent waterproof rain covers for cameras have really come down. I remember buying one of these 15 years ago, and it was like a $75 venture to get a nice, you know, nylon waterproof camera cover that would go over my DSLR and lens. And now you can find them for, I mean, it's like anything else, you go out there, you can find them for all ranges of prices, but you can find good ones from companies you've even heard of, you know, in the, you know, $20 to $25 range. And there's cheaper ones available as well from companies you haven't heard of. But if you have a mirrorless camera, if you have a DSLR, if you live somewhere, you know, other than sunny San Diego, you're going to end up out in the rain at some point. And getting a camera cover that just kind of slips over the camera, there's going to be a way to, you know, you'll see how the lens will mount, so you can shoot with it on. Usually there's two little pockets on either side, so you can put one or both hands in there to hold your camera or to, you know, press the shutter button when the right time comes. Getting a good camera rainproof cover is a great way to improve your photography experience and not have to worry about your gear. You know, wondering, it says it's water resistant. How resistant is resistant? But put a camera cover on it and you're good.
Yeah. And yeah, I think the one I have for my like first ever DSLR, it was not cheap. and so I'm glad to know that you can get a good one that doesn't cost very much, because it's really nice to have that, because even if you're not in the Pacific Northwest, you can end up leaving the house and have it be sunny and have it be rainy when you get to where you want to use your camera. That's the thing that happens.
So. Exactly. And, you know, they're small, they're nylon, they bundle up really nicely in your camera bag or your backpack or whatever. Yeah. Definitely something I would recommend.
Yeah. And the next item on your list is a thing that is near and dear to my heart, and that is little teeny bags, because I love a little pouch for a thing. Like, I have such a soft spot for those. I have a collection of them myself in various sizes for various sorts of things. So,
and if you get enough, you end up in an interesting state where you have so many, you start to wonder if they're breeding. And yet then when you go to find one, you can never quite find the right size one that you were looking for. So, but yes, recommendation of just little organizational bags. And there are a ton of options out there on Amazon or your favorite retailer of choice. But as photographers, depending on what type of photography we're into, we have cables, we have adapters, we have memory cards, we have, you know, lighting gear, we have, you know, tripod mounts, you know, we have, you know, other accessories, you know, lens accessories that mount on, you know, our phone or our bigger camera. There's all these different little things that you run into as a photographer. And if you have a big backpack for your camera bag, or you routinely just carry your camera with you in some other bag that you happen to have, your purse, your, you know, your briefcase, whatever. It can be hard to keep track of some of that smaller stuff sometimes. And so I would recommend getting a few little bags of various sizes that you can use to be like, oh, okay, this is the bag that has, you know, my memory cards and my card reader in it, or this is the bag that has all of my, you know, tripod accessories, or this is the bag that has, you know, all of the things I use when I'm using my iPhone for serious photography, whether that be, you know, external lenses or, you know, a glyph to mount on a tripod or something like that. So,
yeah, those are definite. Like I said, I have a soft spot for those because I have them for all the little bits and pieces that go with my computer. So, you know, those tiny little like USB-A to USB-C adapters and, you know, the thing to plug my Lightning headphones into a headphone jack and all that kind of stuff.
Right. If you haven't yet updated to a new MacBook Pro and you're still carrying around an SD card adapter to get it to plug into some random USB port, or if you have that that card adapter that goes with your iPad, you know, all of these things are very easy to get lost in a bag. And so if you can throw them in a little bag, it makes it real easy to just pull that bag out and know what you're getting at.
Yeah, especially like, or the cap to the thing, like it's got a little cover or it's got a little, yeah, those, that's like always the first thing to go in my,
exactly.
it's the first thing my backpack eats is what I've discovered. So, so you're now, we've had a variety of sort of budget friendly, I guess we'll say, gift ideas here. And now you have one that is a little spendier for people who have a bigger gift to give to somebody.
It is. And it's spendier and it's, you know, specific. But I would, if you're looking for an expensive toy, and this is really what this is, and this is also one of those things, maybe this is a gift for yourself. But if you're looking for an expensive toy, especially for somebody who hasn't yet started to play around with drones, I mean, those are not new for photographers at this point. There have been many of them on the market now for, you know, probably between, or probably past 5 years of them being in, you know, common use around the United States anyway. I would recommend checking out a good yet not too expensive drone example. And the recommendation I would have would be the DJI, the Mini SE, which is a fairly new model they have. It's really small. It's about the size of a large smartphone. So, We're talking something that's not going to take up a lot of room. You know, you're not going to need another bag to carry your drone with this. But
one of those little teeny pouches from a minute ago, that might
be it. Exactly. And much like a lot of technology, things have gotten better. And so, like, even with this small of a drone, you know, it still has a decent camera on it. You're not shooting 4K high res video. I think it's technically 2.7K or something. You still have a decent camera on it. The battery life is good. It can do up to 30 minutes on a charge, which, you know, is impressive for, you know, when we're talking about drones, you know, we're not talking about hours of battery life. We're talking about minutes, and 30 minutes is a good number. You know, and so, you know, price-wise, I think comes in right around $300 as far as where you're going to find it. So, you know, again, this is going to cost you more than that MagSafe mount or more than, you know, a little bag. But in the scheme of camera gear, you know, where you're often talking about, you know, cameras or lenses that might have, you know, large three or, you know, mid four number price ranges, you know, a $300 drone is something that's, you know, it's worth trying out. And if you get it and you discover you really like it, or you get it for somebody and they really like it and they want to get into drone photography, then they can look at what is that next step, right? But, you know, on the other hand, you haven't gone out and spent, you know, $2,500 on a drone system only to discover that, oh no, this is annoying, I don't really like it. I don't care. So, yeah, check that out. Something fun, something, you know, something new. You can play around with it. And again, you know, regardless of, you know, what you do, where you live, you know, I'm sure you can find something that will be interesting to take a picture of from the air.
Oh yeah. I have a friend who has a slightly larger one and, loaned it to me. We did a bunch of work in our backyard. And so every weekend when we were done with whatever we were doing, I would send it up and take pictures of my backyard. And so I have like the evolution of what we did with all of our projects over the summer. And that was kind of fun. You can use it for all kinds of stuff. You can find all kinds of videos on YouTube of people doing crazy stuff with drones. And, I think this would be a fun one. This would probably go nicely in the, if you can convince everybody to get you gift cards from the same place and stack them all up and use that to finance part of your drone purchase. And of course, the little bag, for it to live in, so you can take it with you easily.
Exactly. Yeah. Just something fun. You know, it's a higher price point than the other stuff we talked about, but again, you know, maybe you're getting it for yourself. Maybe maybe 2021 has been a really good year for you and you're giving higher price point gifts, and you know, it's something to consider.
Yeah,
so, exactly.
Yeah. That definitely sounds like something I would put on my list, depending on, who all I have shopping on off of that list, I suppose. So, yeah, I look forward to my present from you this year, Aaron.
Right. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. If you have more feedback from us, I have one bonus gift pick for you that is Aaron's book called The Computer Ate My Photos. I will have a link to that in the show notes for you so that you can pick up your own copy for you or for someone that you care about who is a photographer and spends a lot of time complaining about having to manage their photos with their laptop. unlike giving a gift subscription in the App Store, you can gift a Kindle book to somebody. So if you want to send it to somebody and not bother with the shipping, that is a way to do it. So Aaron, thank you so much for being here, and tell me where the people can find you.
Yeah. Thanks again for having me. Everything I do photography related, they can go to techphotoguy.com, where they'll find information for modern photographers, whether that's with a smartphone, with a bigger camera, as a hobbyist, as a professional. That's where I put it all.
All right. Thanks so much.